This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for September 2nd, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading a summary of one of the articles published today. The article featured in this podcast is on the topic of spinal cord injury. A pilot study of poly-N-isopropyl acrylamide G-polyethylene glycol and poly-N-isopropyl acrylamide G-methylcellulose branched copolymers as injectable scaffolds for local delivery of neurotrophins and cellular transplants into the injured spinal cord. A laboratory investigation by Lauren Canova and colleagues. The authors used a rodent model of spinal cord injury to investigate the feasibility of using injectable hydrogels based on poly-N-isopropyl acrylamide, lightly cross-linked with polyethylene glycol or methylcellulose, to serve as injectable scaffolds for local delivery of neurotrophins and cellular transplants into the injured spinal cord without further contributing to the host immune response. The hydrogels exhibit a phase transition from a liquid at room temperature to gel at body temperature, allowing them to be injected into a lesion where they form space-filling gels. The hydrogels, in combination with brain-derived neurotrophic factor, are permissive to host axon growth and do not elicit greater glial scar formation than commercially available matrices. The hydrogels also did not contribute to an injury-related inflammatory response. In addition, they can successfully deliver cellular grafts in vivo. Based on these results, the authors suggest that these hydrogels are feasible injectable scaffolds for cell grafting into the injured spinal cord and for delivery of therapeutic factors. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.